the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah, what after Ramadan? We'll start this topic from the previous episode of today's special, so you can go to our archive part and listen to the previous episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
By the way, Assalamu alaikum, welcome. This is today's special. On Saturday, we are here, 4th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 25th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, chapter 4, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور.
Whoever desires honor through power, then to Allah belongs all honor. To him ascends good speech, and righteous work raises it. But they who plot evil deeds will have a severe punishment, and the plotting of those, it will perish.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
During the last hours of his lifetime, when Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, was asked by one of his companions to advise him, Imam stated some valuable and effective admonitions for him, among which was this: if you wish to be honored without having any tribe, and to have reverence without the power of government, then come out from the shade of sin of Allah and settle in the glory of the obedience of Allah.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
What after Ramadan? A big question. Ramadan is a special month of spiritual growth, self-discipline, and increased devotion. We told that. Okay, Muslims around the world eagerly anticipate its arrival and strive to make the most of the blessed days. But what have happens once Ramadan is over? How can we continue to nurture our spirituality and maintain the momentum gained during the great month? It's important to remember that Ramadan is just the beginning of a lifelong journey of faith. As Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 197, and take provisions, but indeed the best provision is taqwa, that means piety. This means that while fasting and other acts of worship are important, they are only one part of a large goal of cultivating a strong and lasting relationship with Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, what is our best duty after the holy month of Ramadan? What are the most important duties of us after the holy months of Ramadan? The importance of supplication and invocation is undeniable. Maintaining about religious discussions is mutual, not one-sided. Sometimes a person preserves something like a vessel so it does not break. This preservation is not mutual, but what when a lamp is in his hand in a dark night, this preservation is mutual, meaning if someone was cautious and preserved the lamp also preserves him and shows him the way. Worship is truly like this. It really preserves a person from any danger. continuing supplication and invocation after the blessed month of Ramadan is also a critical matter. We have supplications in addition to fasting in the month of Ramadan. This school is a school of supplication. Supplication is a principle. And the blessed month of Ramadan, for its day, and for its day, for its night, for its dawn, and for the time of breaking the fast, for all these suitable opportunities, specific supplications have been ordered. Because supplication is worship and has a determining share. It's a conversation with Allah, asking from Allah and receiving from Allah. Therefore, we say that preserving the month of Ramadan is through the supplication. Therefore, the best worship is supplication. Why should we fall short in supplication? Why not supplicate and not ask from Him? Are we not in need? Is not the only way to turn to Him? The role of acts of worship like supplication, fasting, is to flourish what is inside a person.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
You are listening to today's special, Take Time to Perfect Your Prayer. An integral part about Ramadan is prayer. This is mostly because of the night prayer. Praying is always a humbling experience as we only put our foreheads on the soil for Allah so many times. And sometimes it is during Ramadan that we also pay more heed to our obligatory prayers. This is a good reminder that we should pay more attention to perfecting our daily prayers. Study the sunnah of prayers. Are your movement correct? Are your recitations correct? What could you do to achieve a higher focus? What could you do to add to your merits? When we perform our prayers, we are effectively asking for guidance, something that should never cease from our invocations. Perfecting our prayers shows gratitude towards Allah, because on Judgment Day, our prayers will be the first to be questioned.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and right. Well, that often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're still speaking about the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is just the beginning. During Ramadan, we are consciously doing our best to make positive changes from the early hours of the morning as dawn breaks. Until the late hours of the evening, we carefully schedule when we will eat, pray, and perform our tasks. We are more conscious of time and our behavior. Despite the challenges to one's mood when hungry or thirsty, we display a positive and modest demeanor as best as we can. If you continuously make positive choices during Ramadan and reinforce those positive behaviors until they become habits, this will help us actualize the purpose of Ramadan, which is to transform us as human beings and help us the best version of ourselves.
Ramadan teaches you one thing. Do business, not with your society, not with your customer, not with even with your family or friends. Do business only with who? With Allah. Every other business will end, except the business with your Lord. Treat Allah as your customer. Allah is so merciful, He doesn't need us. But Allah says, I'm your customer. Where does Allah say that in the Quran? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Or is it أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah says, I buy your money, your efforts, your life. In return, what does Allah give you? He's the customer. He buys your life. In return, what does He give you? Jannah. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ Be happy with this business. Allah has given you a nafs. Do you know how valuable your nafs is? It's valuable. We sell our nafs to our society, to our business, to people who are disloyal. You spend 40 years trying to, you know, please this person and that person. Allah says, do business with me. Every single day, wake up, say to yourself, today, my best customer is Allah. He's the most generous. He's the most honest. He's the most powerful. Allah is your customer. Treat Him as your customer. Imagine if right now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam comes. He's resurrected. He comes and He tells you, I'm your customer. I want this from you. How would you do it? If it's Rasulullah, it's an honor. It's an honor. I'll do anything for you, Ya Rasulullah. Because you believe He's there, He's asking you. Allah is there, and He's asking you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah says, I have made this deal with you. This is the spirit of the month of Ramadan. Allah is your best customer. Always deal with Allah. Allah has your back.
Thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. As I said, one of the most important duty of a mu'min, of a Muslim, especially those who have strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His guidance, those who have faith in Quranic guidance. And Quran straightforward says, your religion is not going to be accepted unless you have imam in your life. Imamat has been discussed, has been mentioned by Rasulullah in the day of Ghadir, and after the when Imam Ali was appointed as the successor of Prophet Muhammad, then ayah came to Prophet Muhammad. Jibreel brought a new message to Rasulullah, said, Ya Rasulullah, congratulations, and now this Islam is going to be accepted from your nation. Means what you announced in the day of Ghadir as Imam Ali, as a leader of the nation, those who accept Tawheed, Allah, and Wajibat, and Nubuwa, and all the religion, religious things, till the Imamat of Amir al-Mumineen. Well, it says, Ma'rifat of Imam, knowing Imam is one of the strongest and most essential duty of a Muslim, as a mu'min. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam and Salma ibn Ata and Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala kharaj al-Husayn ibn Ali ala ashabihi faqala ayyuha an-nas inna Allah azza wa jal ذكره ما خلق العباد إلا ليعرفوه. Allah has not. Imam Hussain, Imam Sadiq narrated this hadith from Imam Hussain, that Imam Hussain once came to the people and said, O people, God Almighty, God has not created you unless you know Him. Grab the ma'rifat, learn the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know Him thoroughly, deeply. فَإِذَا عَرَفُهُ عَبَدُهُ. When you know Him, then you are going to worship Him. If you're doing worship without knowing Him, you are doing nothing. So first know Him and then do His worship. فَإِذَا عَبَدُهُ اِسْتَغْنَوْ بِعَبَادَتِهِ عَنْ عَبَادَتِهِ مِنْ سِوَهُ. If you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you, and after that when you do true worship, then you can become needless of doing worship of others. You just follow the track of Allah, you just follow the path of Allah, you just follow the values of Allah. When you know Allah, when you know God, when you know truly as you're supposed to know, then you can protect yourself from going behind others. Otherwise you will run behind others, and this is not good. And then Imam said, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ. No, the person asked from Imam, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ يَبْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَمَا مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. That person asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and asking, my parents ransom on you, O son of Rasulullah, what is the ma'rifat of Allah? How we know truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam replied to them, قَالَ مَعْرِفَةُ أَهْلِ كُلِّ زَمَانٍ إِمَامَهُمْ أَلَّذِي يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ تَعَاتَهُ. Ma'rifat means knowing truly. Truly knowing of the imam of your time. So in our time, Sahib al-Asr wa Zaman is our imam. We should know him thoroughly. We have to know him truly with his values and his likes and dislikes, what he wants from us, what kind of relationship we can have together, what types of messages he has for us, what type of surrender he wants from us. And then Imam said, Alladhi yajib alayhim ta'atahu. This ta'at and this following of imam is a wajib upon us, it's wajib upon all those who call themselves Shia, means or truly Muslim, or true Sunnis, or Shia, means those who want to claim that they are Shia. They had this type of ita'ah, this type of following, this type of ma'rifat or knowing of Imam is wajib upon us. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to know Imam truly. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar. a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with Tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well.
Alhamdulillah. For what?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 88, Surah
Al-A'raf.
Al-A'raf. Tell us the page.
162.
Great. So, brothers and sisters, Ayah 88, page 162, Surah Al-A'raf. Are you ready to listen to a recitation?
Yes.
Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let's see what Allah Almighty the Great says.
قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين.
So the Mala', who were the Mala'? Mala' were the elites, yes? The elites or those who had power in the community, yeah?
Yeah,
the elites of the people of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, the arrogant, they said, O Shu'aib, we will surely expel you. Some students, sometimes they get expelled from the school, yeah? Yes?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, sometimes. Which is not something good. So, these people, the Mala', those who were against Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, the arrogance, they said, O Shu'aib, we will surely expel you. You are on our nerves. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ, and also the faithful people who are with you, the followers. مِنْ قَرِيَتَنَا, from our town. Or you got one more choice. Either this, if you continue, what? If you continue preaching and embracing your religion, we will expel you from this town. Or you, I think we had the word al, also it means unless, huh? It has the meaning of unless. Unless you ta'udunna fi millatina, or else you shall revert to our creed. Get back to the religion we had. Stop preaching, stop talking about your Lord, who is the only one. We had many gods, so let's worship it. You got two choices. Either you get expelled or you return to
Allah,
the religion. Or you return to the religion we had. So then Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam says, What if we should be unwilling? Yes? He says, yeah. Guys, whenever a prophet is sent to the people, he is facing different groups of people. There are people who always fight the prophet. There are people who always follow the prophets. There are people who are neutral. But listen, those people who are neutral, they have the same sin as the people who are opposing the prophets.
Alright? Yes.
Yeah, since they see the truth and they make no points. And the people who are arrogant, they are trying to stop the prophets from any kind of moves. They are trying to stop him, okay? By any means. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the people of Mecca at that time, they tried to use a lot of different means to stop Prophet. So they tried to ask Abu Talib alayhi salam, the uncle of the Prophet, the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to talk to the Prophet and ask him to stop embracing Islam. Yes? And also, after that, when they saw like Prophet is not stopping, they tried to hurt the Prophet, annoy the Prophet. The kids in the streets, they were stoning the Prophet. The women on the upstairs, okay, they were throwing the trash on the Prophet. Yes? They were doing a lot of difference. They were sometimes plotting against the Prophet to terrorize him. Alright? But did the Prophet stop?
No.
No, he didn't. He was merciful. He was still
working
on and embracing Islam.
Yeah.
Even the people of Quraysh, they came and said to the Prophet that, oh Muhammad, if you want, we give you whatever you want. We give you rank, position in the community. You can be the king of us. We give you
money.
What? Money. As much as you want. Gold and silver. We give you whatever you want. We give you pride. We'll give you whatever you want. Just stop embracing Islam. Let us worship our gods. Let us get money by worshiping our gods. Let us be in the same way. They were having business, okay, in Mecca. But the Prophet said, hey you, listen to me. If you put the sun on my right hand, and if you put the moon on my left hand, I won't stop. Got it?
Yeah.
Yes. So this gives us energy. Even if the people stand against you, calm. It's okay. Stand against them, but in a beautiful way. Your goal is to guide them by till the time you can. Alright? If they couldn't, if they were not able to be guided, let them on their own. Allah is going to judge them. Alright?
Yes.
That is what the prophets should do.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء
آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضره أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
ربي قد نلت منايا وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
So guys, we talked a lot. Still there are points, but you refer to the tafsir books, inshallah. Time to mention some tajweed points. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. Actually, the tajweed points in this ayah were not so much. That's why I explained about the tafsir points. So, مِنْ قَوْمِهِ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus قَاف. قَاف is from the rest of the letters. How do you read these two words?
إِخْفَى. إِخْفَى.
With the ikhfarul, how do you read it? Min, read it. Min qawmihi, how do you read it?
Min qawmihi.
Min qawmihi. Good job. Ishba'u ha'il dhamir, make sure. Qawmihi. Yeah?
Yes.
Extend the sound. Lanukhrijannaka, naka. Yes? Ya shu'aybu, wal-lazina amanu, ma'aka. قريتنا, the same one. أو لتعودن في ملتنا. At the last point, قال heavy sound. أولو كنا كارهين. At the end, when you stop, you extend the sound. Yes? كارهين. So, easy points. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and the next Hussein, other Hussein. Ready to recite?
Yes.
All right. I will recite this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me. And that will be all for our today's session. Brothers and sisters, listen please and repeat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك
من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا.
والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا.
أحسنت.
قال أولو كنا كارهين.
قال أولو كنا كارهين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRIB English Radio as well and Sevier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Allahumma wa man aradani bisu'in farad wa man kadani fakad waj'alni min ahsani 'abidika naseeban 'indak wa aqrabihim manzilatan mink wa akhassihim zulfatan ladak فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Allahumma wa man aradani bisu'in farid. O Allah, whoever desires evil for me, desire it for him. Wa man kadani fakid. And whoever deceives me, deceive him. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ أَحْسَنِ عَبِيدِكَ نَصِيبًا عِنْدَكَ. Make me one of the most excellent of your slaves who share the best reward from you. وَأَقْرَبِهِمْ مَنْزِلَةً مِنْكَ. The nearest of them in station to you. وَأَخَسِّهِمْ زُلْفَةً لَدَيْكَ. And the most elect of them in proximity to you. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُنَالُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِفَضْلِكَ. For that cannot be attained except by your bounty. We have discussed so far about the great ocean of bounty and mercy of the Almighty Allah, the generosity of the Almighty Allah. And regarding that, this part continues, وَجُدْ لِي بِجُودِكَ وَعْتِفْ عَلَيَّ بِمَجْدِكَ. Grant generously to me through your munificence. Incline toward me with your splendor, وَحْفَظْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ, and protect me with your mercy. This great ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah is what is saving us all from the tribulation and chastisement of the hereafter. Now, in this part, we read, وَمَنْ أَرَادَنِي بِسُوءٍ فَأَرِدْهِ. O Allah, whoever desires evil for me, desire it for him. The enemies that actually desire evil for human beings are different. Some of them are Satans. We have satanic temptations. And in the Holy Quran, we have different instances of it. Also, the carnal soul of every human being. And an evil friend, maybe. Some of us have friends that do not want good for us. They desire evil for us. So, We ask the Almighty Allah in this part, وَمَنْ أَرَادَنِي بِسُوءٍ فَأَرِدْهُ وَمَنْ كَادَنِي فَكِدْهُ. O Allah, whoever desires evil for me, desire it for him, and whoever deceives me, deceive him.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you Allah, let me hear feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So the temptation and deceiving power of these dangerous enemies is so strong. Those enemies are Satan, carnal soul, and evil friends. They are so dangerous that even Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam seeks Allah's assistance for fighting them. Allahumma wa man aradani bisu'in farid. O Allah, who desires evil for me, desire it for him. Previously, regarding the different parts of the Divine Kumail supplication, we have had detailed discussions on Satan, the carnal soul, and the evil friends in this version of the program. Anyway, if one wants to be the most excellent, the nearest, the most elevated servant of Allah, he should have faith together with certainty and acceptable sincerity, valuable deeds, righteous morality, especially piety to keep him from wrongdoing. And it is exactly what the Holy Quran states, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Surely, the most honorable of you with Allah is the one among you most pious. So piety is the base of human prosperity in this world and the last day. And it has three different stages: general, special, and the most special. The general piety is doing the obligatory deeds and avoiding unlawful ones. The special piety is avoiding undesirable deeds as well as the permissible deeds to the greatest extent possible. And finally, the most special piety is avoiding anything that prevents the heart from Allah's remembrance. And I assume we have had detailed discussion over this issue. Let us end this episode with a great story cited in one of the historical books. It is cited in the books of history about the life of Khaja Nizamul Mulk that one day he met a pious servant of Allah. He told the pious man, ask me something so that I may give it to you, because you are in need and I am needless. The pious man said, I want Allah and nothing except Him. Because asking from anyone except Allah will be below my standards. How can I ask this from you then? And Khaja Nizamul Mulk said, if you do not ask me anything, let me ask you something. The pious man said, what is it? And he replied, when you remember Allah in your prayers, remember me too. The pious man said, when I have the blessing of remembering Allah, I forget my own self. How can I remember you? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُنَالُ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا بِفَضْلِكَ. We ask the Almighty Allah, we ask from His bounty to help us remember Him much. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life, ya Allah, oh Allah. Be with me.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed.
His decree though...
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight and I'm your host Mehdi. Please stay with us.
يا خالق كل شيء وورث.
Today's tip, how to keep our focus on Allah despite the hustle and bustle.
Dum 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 dum.
So dear listeners, we are talking about how to focus on the Almighty Allah despite the hustle and bustle. Now, when we are talking about our lives in this modern era, in this modern present day world, you know, we are really just way too busy. It seems like whether we are, you know, children that are going to school, or we are youth that are going to the university, or we are a little bit older and we're going to work, and sometimes even if we're in the retirement age, it seems like we are just constantly busy with all the various different things that we have to do. You know, it just seems like there's just not enough time to even take a break and really breathe and kind of reflect upon our lives or reflect upon our past or our future. And not only that, it seems like we are constantly, you know, worried, and we have stress and we have anxiety, and, you know, we're frustrated, we're angry, right? The morning commute and the afternoon commute is just, it is just, I don't know, it's crazy the amount of time that we end up being busy, but in reality are wasting. Now, before we continue, we have to realize that these are byproducts of these various non-Islamic and non-God-oriented systems that prevail across the world. In a non-Islamic system and in a non-God-oriented system, what happens is that system only works towards its own benefits. Now, those benefits are what? Making more money, wealth, power, I don't know, you know, the acquisition and the accomplishment and the satisfaction of carnal desires and lusts and greed and these kind of things. So that system is only working towards that. And that is not in the best interest of a human being. Not only as far as material aspect is concerned, but it is also not to the benefit of a human being as far as the spiritual aspect is concerned, and more so, because these non-Islamic and non-God-oriented systems, they don't focus on the spiritual aspect of a human being. They only focus on the material aspect of a human being. And so who is at loss? Who is all of this a detriment to? Who is it harmful for? Well, it is harmful for a human being who is stuck in this rat race of being busy and frustrated and anxiety.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina.
Now let's listen to Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, who's going to talk about today's topic.
How do we change these problems? How do we attack these problems? We have to look on the inside. We have to ask, first of all, do I reflect this problem? We talk about unity, but we as individuals do not make any movement towards unity. We live in a society where everything is seen on the zahiri level, on the outward level, on the superficial level. We wait for somebody else to solve our problems. What Islam is saying, what the Holy Quran is saying, that somebody else is not coming. That somebody else is you. Because when you change your perspective, when you examine yourself and try to find where you are part of the problem, then you become strong. Then you become influential. Then your new thought patterns create a whirlpool in that hostile alien environment that you want to change. When you readjust your thought patterns, when you become aware of yourself, you perhaps would see a paradise in front of you when there was none at all before. You know that?